Steve, it takes guts to drop out like you did.
Higher education comes at the expense of experience.
Boss!
What are you working on?
It's a computer terminal that hooks up to the TV for the display.
I don't even know why they called this movie Jobs. They should have called it The Biggest Dick in the World.
This seems like your biopic.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And I looked into my life and was like, wow, I'm so awesome.
Because people actually like me, and I don't know if anyone's going to really like Steve Jobs after this. That is,
yeah, I don't like him. I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at my iPhone. It's like, I don't know if I like you anymore.
Yeah, I kind of looked at his grave and was like, you know what? Wait till everybody leave. I'm going to piss on this shit. And you know he has that iTunes, so it'd be talking. It was like, "What are you doing? Please,
please stop, you asshole."
Well, that's what you were.
Please don't do that. Do not discriminate, my great. No,
no, no.
I will steal your idea.
Yo, that's iMovie. So spoilers. John, it will be called iMovie.
iMovies. The S is plural.
Yep.
He might steal that idea. You never know whatever it's Steven ass. I mean, shit.
I mean, after this movie, it shows that he's more than willing to steal people's ideas. Actually, more than willing.
Steal. Not only that, he'll fuck your friends over, too. Matter of fact, if you were a Steve Jobs friend, you were fucked. You better watch
yourself. If you were Steve Jobs' girlfriend, you were screwed. If you were Steve Jobs' kid, you will not have a daddy.
Yeah, I mean...
Even black people will look how Steve Jobs treated that whole situation with, like, his kid, be like, I'm moving out, be like, damn, dude, that's harsh.
Damn, dude. Damn, cuz. I don't know, man. I mean, Steve Jobs, I always looked at him as a inspiration and everything. And I saw this movie, I was like, I think I want to rethink that now.
you must have been really hurt after this. So, people, if you haven't... People, if you haven't figured it out yet, we're talking about Jobs.
Semicolon, the biggest dick ever.
Yeah. You know, after watching this movie, now I completely get why they cast Ashton Kutcher. It's not because he looks like him, but because Ashton Kutcher is the biggest dick in Hollywood.
Yeah, so, yeah, didn't he just fuck over some certain people in Hollywood, some certain females? I don't know, some of the most sweetest women we know in Hollywood, I don't know.
I get the feeling he did, because, wow, this movie, I've never seen a slander project work, so adamantly to down-bash a guy.
You know, I gotta say that, wouldn't it be funny if Apple, because of this movie, Apple stocks just went down?
That will never happen, because I get the feeling this movie is going to bomb.
I think it'll bomb because of not so much word of mouth of, because honestly, I didn't know when the damn thing was coming out. I know I heard that the movie was coming, but I didn't know when it was coming out, so...
Yeah, they haven't really done any marketing for it.
I had a pretty mid-sized theater at a midnight screening for it.
Huh. Okay, well, mine was empty.
Which I'm shocked. Which, you know why it was probably mid-sized, though? It's probably because it's midnight, and it was the only thing playing at midnight, and the area I was in was crowded as fuck.
Yeah, that's probably true. But, you know, we can't really give a plot synopsis for this, because it's...
There is no plot.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the beginning of Steve Jobs, and where he came from, and how he became the biggest dick and the most successful dick in the universe.
You know, and I've read the book. I've followed Steve Jobs' career or whatever. He's done some inspirational thing in his life, but goddamn, if you didn't know who Steve Jobs was and you walked into his movie trying to figure out who he was, you'd be like, you know what? I think I'll stick with my Samsung Galaxy.
You're more like walking out like, wow, fuck this dude.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the basic plot here is the movie takes place in 1970, I believe, and just follows that up. From the rise and fall, I guess, of Apple all the way to 96.
Yeah, and I agree.
It doesn't go no further than that. I mean, and then it shows... I mean, there's a plot in here, but they become subplots, and they don't ever go into them. Like, there's scenes where, like, where it opens up with introducing the Apple iPod, 2001, whatever. And I'm like, okay, I want to see how that worked out, whatever. And then they never show that. And I was like,
yeah. So, okay, this biopic... This movie creates a cardinal sin of a biopic where it's asking you to like a character that the movie doesn't give you a chance to like. because
it's probably the worst hot take I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's up there for me because I actually really like biopics because biopics usually are very well done. I actually had never seen a bad one until this one because
yeah, I was about to say I've never seen a bad. I was just about to ask you, have you ever seen a bad biopic? I mean, like it doesn't have to be entertaining. What I mean by bad, I mean just like it wasn't shot well. It didn't portray this guy's real work. It didn't show him what he really did and why he's so inspirational. It never showed him why he's such a genius in the 21st century today. And I was just like, this is horrible.
Yeah, this director, who directed this?
You know what? I'm not even sure. I don't know any details on the movie whatsoever. I was going to do my research.
The guy, I don't know this guy's name. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. But the only thing he's done is Swing Vote. That one with, I think it was, I don't even remember. But
I know I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Damn, I don't remember what it was now.
Yeah, but that's the only movie.
Joshua Stern, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the only movie this guy's done. And it's it shows because this guy's in way over his head. And you can tell in the first 5 minutes that he's in way over his head because he just doesn't get how to do a biopic. He doesn't get the fact that you're not supposed to paint the guy. You're not supposed to make your biopic character, the guy the whole picture's about, so unlikable, but then make the audience feel like that they have to like him because that's what this movie does. Where every time he's being a dick, they'll put like inspirational music. It's like he's giving an inspirational speech, and it's like, are you kidding me?
They cranked that music up to 11, dude. It's like, you, what's your idea?
Exactly. It's this thing like where the movie's telling you to do one thing. Yeah, the movie's telling you to do one thing, and then, you know, what's happening on screen is completely opposite of that. It's like, but wait, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel.
You know, and I gotta say, I actually like that, though. I like that the movie wasn't portraying him as so much as a goody-two-shoes good guy. I like that it explored his bad habits, but they never went into detail about it, why he has this problem. And then, like, it's a movie. We're not following a book or anything. It's a movie. You have to make someone that's, like, hateable like this or halfway through the film. You have to make them towards the end of the film somewhat redeemable or something like that. I mean, there's scenes where, like, he introduced the iPod, and then he throws his CD player in the trash can. That goes nowhere. There's scenes like his whole dissing his baby mother, if you will, or whatever. And then next you know it, like, an hour later, he's living with them now. I'm just like, okay, that didn't go anywhere. There's a scene where he's arguing with Bill Gates over the phone, and you're like, oh shit, it's about to get knee and greedy for Apple now. And then you never see that again. He's just like, okay. And then the whole IBM thing, they dropped that just completely. I forgot all about IBM.
Yeah, exactly. It's just I feel like this movie had so many ideas of what it wanted to portray, but it never fleshed out any of them. And I don't know if that's on the writer. I don't know if that's on the director. Hell, it could even be on the editor where they did film it, and the editor just said, screw it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, I think they should just pick – if they had all this crammed in – first of all, the movie's too long. That's biopic over 2 hours, that's already ridiculous. And how the hell is it over 2 hours and yet it didn't cover some of the most basics?
Yeah, exactly. It's 2 hours with a bunch of subplots that go nowhere. I really felt like I was watching, you know, it's the same thing where you have – you know what it reminded me of? And this is going to sound weird, but just go with me on this. It reminded me of those films like Valentine's Day and New Year's Day, where it was a bunch of subplots and an overly long movie that went nowhere.
No, that ain't weird at all. That's actually a good comparison. This is what I was going to say is because before we started, I was going to say this movie reminded me of – what we've been seeing this whole year, just a trail of skits. Movie 43, inappropriate comedy, scary for movie 5. It's just skits. I mean, they're just skits. They end, and then they just cut to the next one or whatever. And
right,
this is compared to Valentine's Day and all those goddamn movies that Robert De Niro used to star in and be the main star.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I will say this because this is the biggest question surrounding this movie. How's Ashton Kutcher? He's not bad.
Yeah, he's okay. The problem with him is he's okay, but then once other people start talking to him and interacting with him, you go, wow, he's horrible.
Yeah, but, well, that's another big problem is that he's okay, but everyone else in this movie just outshines his ass.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, when he's interacting with other people and other actors in the movie, you just look at him and go, like, wow, you know what? He only has two modes of acting, and that's just he putting his hand over his mouth and thinking, going, or he's talking real loud, firing your ass or something. I mean, he fired a dude just because of they didn't have a time frame of getting a the font changed on their word processor. I was like, he's really concerned. Like, his ideas seemed like some hippie shit. I'm not going to lie.
Well, yeah. I mean, and admittedly, you know, if you look at a lot of footage of Steve Jobs, Kutcher actually got down his mannerisms. I mean, Kutcher was not – sorry.
Except for talking.
Yeah, Jobs really wasn't – no. Yeah, and I give Kutcher credit for actually doing research, which I didn't think he was going to do. But, you know, you're right. If you look at everyone else in this movie, they just outshine him like crazy. And the best example of that is the best part of the film, Josh Gad, who plays his right-hand man that he screws over.
In the first 5 fucking minutes, too, actually.
Yeah, but he's – like, Josh Gad, you know, this is a guy who I think is actually going to become a – bigger actor if he gets the right stuff. He's awesome in this.
Yeah, if this movie doesn't get forgotten or whatever, or just get critically panned out to be one of the worst of the top 10 of the worst of the year and shit, he could outshine from this because he was actually decent. And I'll give Ashton Kutcher credit for doing the research too, but the only thing he started getting right halfway through the film was his goddamn walk, because everything else he just dropped that shit. I mean,
yeah.
Wow, he didn't even try to keep that speech impediment that Steve Jobs had. As or whatever, he had that shit for about 10 minutes and just started talking normal again.
Yeah, one of the other things is that I've noticed with every critical review, as much as they pan the film, they all look at Gad and said, but he's really good. Don't let that bother you.
He's good, and the guy that played, I think it was Mark or Mike or whatever. I think it was Mike, yeah. I don't remember who that was. Mike, it was a guy that gave them the deal in the garage and shit. Mike.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he was decent whatever, which, I gotta question this now. First of all, so they said, you know what, there's another reason why Ashton Kutcher was a dick as well. They go to this, Steve Wozniak, he has designed this idea of interfacing your key drive, whatever, with your TV screen. So they go to this convention where they're supposed to show off and people are supposed to get excited. That's right. Yeah. Steve Jobs is in the background and he's just staring as everybody's walking out, yarning and shit like that. And then he just leaves them there. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, really?
That was my first interpretation of him being a dick. I was just like, wow, what a way to threaten this dude to come along with this. And then you just leave him up there to dry and shit like that. You didn't even try to help him or anything. He just walks out. And then this dude, Mike, comes up and give him a card. No, not even Mike. Somebody else gave him a card. And I was looking at him like, why?
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, like I said, the biggest criticism that you can give to this movie is that it wants you to like Steve Jobs, but it gives you nothing to go with.
Yeah,
the movie desperately wants you to like him, but it gives you nothing to like him.
And the opening, honestly, that felt like some Spring Break shit.
I agree. Because, you know, I feel like – I mean, I don't really have anything else to say about this other than that's my main point, is that, you know, this movie creates the cardinal sin of, you know, if you don't like your character that you're making a biopic about, then just don't – make it so you tell the audience, hey, you're supposed to like it with inspirational music and all these like scenes where he's yelling at people, but with inspirational music in the back. And it's like, no, that music's not going to work on me because I know better. He's a douche.
Yeah, and then they even try to make the audience thing go like when he gets his job back with Apple and he screws people over again.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, look, guys, he was right. Doesn't that make him great? And it's like, no, it makes him an asshole.
It's like these dudes got him back in here, and what he does, his first day back, whatever, is, I'm going to screw these guys over now, whatever, so that way they'll never screw me over again.
Exactly. I mean, do you have anything else?
When his friend quit, or whatever, he just looked at him and said, well, what do you want from me? And then his friend, Steve Wozniak, was just like, not everybody has an agenda, Steve. I was just looking at him like, yeah, can you get that, Steve? I mean, damn, these dudes are your friends. Shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Over. I mean, there was a scene where Steve was working at Atari, and he took on this project that he knew goddamn well he couldn't do, and then he told Steve Wozniak to do it for him, whatever, and then he told him, they paid him, Steve Jobs, $5,000 for it, and he told him, we only got $700 for it, here's your $350 for it. I was like, man, what a dick.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know, I don't really have anything else.
You're pissing me off.
Yeah, I don't really have anything else to say. Do you?
There's this one scene. Also, is when they're in their garage and shit. And first of all, I don't know how they were paying this guy on the motorcycle and shit to set up all their equipment, because he was charging $200 a day, which is a lot back then. And then out of nowhere, Steve is just making phone calls and none of them are working because they don't have shit set up. But yet this one guy named Mike comes up and offers them a $90,000 deal. I was like, it must be because he's white. It has to be.
Yeah, really. It's, I mean, nothing in this movie makes sense. So I'm going to give this a low stream it. The only reason I'm giving it a low stream it is because everyone else in the movie does great. But, you know, this is the definition of a bad biopic. And it's a shame. Yeah, it's a shame because, you know, you are looking at a great idea here with, you know, Steve Jobs, which is why I say bring on the Aaron Sorkin version, and I'm going to wait for that.
Yeah, this is the Unsocial Network, because goddamn, this movie was honestly, it was horrible. There was no part I liked it at all, whatever. You got other casts in here that I liked, whatever, but at the same time, it wasn't because I liked them. It was getting to the point where I just felt sorry for them. So, you know, this is a fuck it for me. I hate this fucking movie. I wanted to piss on Steve Jobs, whatever, after this. I wanted to go look his grave up, dig his body up, and go fucking drop that shit in the river somewhere. I'm glad the son of a bitch died, to be honest.
In the words of the great man with the afro, who said, man, this movie made me hope that Steve Jobs died of cancer.
Yeah, I'm glad he did. Yeah.
And on that horrible off-color joke, we call it a night. Good night, everyone.
Good night. He deserved it.
Aw.
The rebels. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
If we're going to do this thing, we need to come up with a name. Apple. That is so much better than phaser beam computers.